Trump to address UN General Assembly after France recognizes Palestinian state. Jimmy Kimmel show to return after suspension over Charlie Kirk comments. Brazil ex-president Jair Bolsonaro's son charged with coercion. Trump urges pregnant women to avoid Tylenol or unproven autism link. Footage shows public executions in Gaza City Street. Super typhoon hits Philippines as thousands evacuate. ICC charges Rodrigo Duterte with crimes against humanity. Copenhagen and Oslo airports forced to close temporarily due to drone sightings. France transfixed by murder trial without a body. British couple held by Taliban for months feared they would be executed. Three West African countries to quit UN top court Moonies. Church leader arrested over gifts to ex-South Korean First Lady. Sarah Ferguson dropped from multiple charities over Epstein email. NZ woman found guilty of killing her two children in suitcase murders. U.S. ready to help with Argentina's fiscal turmoil. Emil the elk caught after long summer on the loose in Central Europe. Air India crash aftermath handled irresponsibly, says court. Kirk Memorial's religious and political mix hints at future of MAGA movement. My three boys starved to death. I hope angels bring them home, says Afghan mother. South Korea would accept a Trump-Kim deal to freeze nuclear program. President tells BBC. Recognizing Palestinian statehood opens another question. Who would lead it? Trump's $100,000 H-1B visa shock. Why the U.S. may lose more than India. Global conflicts drive demand for war risk insurance. Modi's tax cuts will give India a festive spending boost. How Russian-funded fake news network aims to disrupt election in Europe. BBC investigation. Watch, is America divided? Charlie Kirk supporters weigh in. Watch prayer. Tears and a Trump-Musk handshake at Kirk Memorial. Watch, Keir Starmer says UK recognizes Palestinian state. BBC's Steve Rosenberg attends Russia's answer to Eurovision. Watch, Philippines anti-corruption protests turn violent. UN aviation gathering opens under shadow of cyber attacks, geopolitical tensions. Oil extends declines after Iraq, Kurdish governments agree to restart oil pipeline. Congo will not auction mineral resources to the US. President says ExxonMobil begins production at new base stock facilities in Singapore. Syria's Sharia in New York renews call for U.S. to formally drop sanctions. Mexico says screwworm case near U.S. border contained no flies detected in North. Oil dips as Iraq exports rise amid demand concerns. U.S. judge rules Trump cannot block Rhode Island offshore wind project. Ecuador set to become world's number two cocoa grower. Industry head says DBS-backed family office platform hits $780 million in assets to double by end 2026. Asia stocks ride the AI rush. Gold hits another peak. Vietnam's IPO market, stocks rally, fail to stir foreign investors. Jefferies warns Burberry recovery hopes are overpriced, keeps underperform rating. Disney says Kimmel will return to the air on Tuesday, 6 days after suspension. Jamie Dimon, Fed rate cuts depend on inflation trajectory. Asian pharma stocks fall on Trump. Tylenol warning, acetaminophen makers hit Apple supplier. LuxShare surges on report of OpenAI hardware deal. Exclusive, China asks brokers to pause real-world asset business in Hong Kong. Sources say, OpenAI launches low-cost ChatGPT tier in Indonesia after India success. Exclusive, Chinese buyers book at least 10 Argentine soybean cargoes. Sources say Australia business activity growth slows in September as tariffs hit exports, PMI. German tax revenues up 2% in August, finance ministry says. New Zealand loosens path to residency for some migrants. Impact of Trump cuts will be harder to track without USDA hunger survey, advocates say. Factbox, what and where are Russia's frozen assets in the West? Chancellor Merz appoints new foreign investment commissioner. Morocco's inflation rate drops to 0.3% in August.